This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Intel Scanner Tuesday night.
A dark Tuesday night. With dark times lying ahead, dire needs needing to be met.
Forever known as Dark Tuesday.
Dark Tuesday on the Intel Scanner. Lots of things happening in the world, though. Things are pointing towards a descent into the darkest of places. I don't know that I want my children growing up in that world.
I'm pretty sure Ted Cruz is going to save us. It's looking really good. Ted Cruz.
Seems promising.
Yeah.
He's a promising, bright young man.
First president of the world, man.
Yeah, definitely. I'm for Ted Cruz, intergalactic chancellor of the universe, something. Dude, Ted Cruz is such
Supreme
a clown.
Supreme chancellor.
Ted Cruz is such a clown. He sounds exactly like Barack Obama. Does he not? He sounds like a southern, fat, white Barack Obama.
He certainly has some similar rhetoric.
Similar, yes.
Is it entirely possible he's pulling off what... what was his name who ran for president last year? Who could remember three things?
Romers.
No, Perry.
Perry. Oh,
Perry,
yeah,
from
yeah.
From Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't Texas making this same run again with a guy who can remember names, unlike me? But, I mean, it seems like that identical rhetoric...
Yeah.
Rick Perry.
Just absolute nonsense. And the Obamacare is kicking in.
So that's awesome.
Well, hold on. We better stick to Ted Cruz for a sec. So,
Twitter. Let's go there. Can we start at the beginning? It comes out in the middle of the night. Twitter. As the announcement for Ted Cruz running for president. And then the first speech is at Jerry Falwell's Institute in front of a whole bunch of kids who aren't paying any attention to what he's saying. And he tries to give this super powerful speech about running for president, but it seems so false that he starts in like a...
Can we do a quick timeout? He started his presidential run on Twitter?
Yeah.
His okay. announcement.
Oh, I just... That's
I'm announcing
all,
that's I'm running
I
for president.
I didn't know that. Awesome. Okay.
I'm going to make a tweet.
Be like, have I got a tweet for you?
I got the juiciest God. Tweet ever.
He seems like such a wimpy guy. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just... He really started his... is this the first presidential campaign started on Twitter?
Well, I mean, that's what makes it awesome. That's what makes Ted Cruz president of the world.
That's what makes Ted Cruz awesome.
Thank God we've got Ted Cruz on our side.
We're going to come up with a song, a Ted Cruz is so awesome song.
That'll just give him... I'm voting for Brad Pitt.
Actually, I think we need to bring... We have guitars and musicians here. We're gonna come up with a Ted Cruz song during the first break and come back.
I think that if Ted Cruz took Brad Pitt as his running mate, he would absolutely win.
Yes.
Maybe, that's what needs to be done here.
If Brad Pitt was willing to take Ted Cruz on as a running mate.
Right? Maybe I think Brad Pitt should be actually the president.
Yeah, at least. First globe, what'd you say, first world president?
Yeah, first president of Earth.
Brad
dude.
Pitt?
Can
or
we
Ted
have a
Cruz?
Team
Ted
president? Cruz. You think we're ever going to have a team like team president? And shit, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, like tag team. It'd
like, you know, like Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
Like
and
one can, like one dude goes
one
up.
One of them would want to be vice president, but they could both be president.
Well, see, then, because then the people...
That sounds like some real, like... I don't even know if I want to go there, but...
Ted Cruz and Rand Paul as president.
Well, because then people couldn't bitch. People couldn't bitch about, like, the president being on vacation. You know what I mean? One of them would be on vacation and be like, well, but other idiot doofus president, he's doing negotiations with China and shit.
Right.
We don't want to split responsibilities, though. I mean, you can look at the relationship between Bush and Cheney, and eventually you wouldn't want to split... their relationship fell apart in their co-presidency. And, I mean, had we actually listened to the guy who was supposed to be in charge, Dick Cheney, we would have invaded Syria in 2006. And in this whole thing, we would have nipped this whole thing in the butt that's going on over there in the Middle East right now if we'd have listened to Dick Cheney, who's a boss.
Dick.
I posted up a good meme of Rumsfeld and Cheney today. I liked it.
Yeah, that was pretty good, actually. I laughed. I actually laughed out loud. I know I never put LOL, but I genuinely laughed out loud that time.
Well, I was looking up for a picture to post on somebody else's thing, and I found that awesome pic of them, and I was like, well, I'll just throw a meme up, too, while I'm posting nonsense.
Oh, that was perfect. Do you love war as much as I do? Dick.
Do I? So we're going to be doing Whiskey and Religion tonight. We're just going to touch on a few current events here at the beginning. So do we realistically see Ted Cruz as...
As puppet head.
It's
of
the same joke as Rick as Perry puppet. Or the, you know, the Godfather pizza guy.
Obama to Ronald Reagan to as far back as I can remember, as far as I've been alive, it's all been doofuses as president.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter. Well, you know.
So you're saying that the guy who was serious about the presidency in the last election was Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was the actual serious contender, and then the doofus.
And then the doofus won.
Is that what you're trying to say right now?
No, we had a choice between shitbag and douche fuck. I mean,
right?
There was no decision. It was
pre-selected by the masters that control that type of thing. Obviously,
yeah. They were like, you have one puppet that'll rubber stamp everything we say, or you get other puppet that will rubber stamp everything we say. That's what Ted Cruz completely comes across as when he talks, the way he looks, everything. As that he will just be a complete rubber stamp for everything that people tell me to do. Woo! Let's clap for Ted Cruz! I mean, fucking stupid.
I've got this beautiful family, and I've got a mortgage.
My wife's an executive for Goldman Sachs, and I'm just a complete pile of shit, the exact same thing that Barack Obama ever was.
Well,
all these people, all of them.
Let me hit on one point in his announcement speech that he was giving before Georgia University, I believe it was. I'm going to pull up my facts here while I'm talking about this. But the thing that he did say was constitutional values. And this is a point of contention that me and F-Bomb over here, we argue about till wee hours of the morning sometimes because it's a fucking issue. All right? Constitutional values. The Constitution was written for white slave-owning land-owning, profiteering aristocrats in an earth in which profiteering...
I think I said that on the very first Intel scanners. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they were rugged individualists. Itself, rugged individualists.
They were haters.
As a slave-owning, rich aristocrat.
Well, it wasn't long after that slavery was abolished, and the Constitution still held.
Dude, slavery has changed in form, okay, but it's never not been any less real.
No, it's never been abolished.
The poor people are doing no better today.
The name was changed, anyways.
Exactly.
You just call it something else today.
And also, I mean, the
Second Amendment is culturally biased.
The Constitution would be for constraining the government, not constraining the people.
Wait. This is
the Constitution that says everyone gets to carry a gun, which I totally agree with.
Yeah, see, the white man's cool with the white man having guns, but... I mean, I'm for everybody having guns. Don't get me wrong. I'm for everybody having guns. But it seems that
even black people get to have guns.
Yeah.
Even Chinese people. If you're American, you're allowed to carry a weapon.
Self-defense. Absolutely.
For protection of your family, your home, your fortune, your treasure. You also... That's the second thing. The first thing you get to do is say whatever you want, believe whatever religion you want. And then you get second thing is to back it up with weaponry, if need be. And as long as you're not hurting anybody or doing anything...
Well, if we're going to go on a Second Amendment tangent
here for
a moment...
Well, just saying.
See, and I hate the argument where people are like... I hate it when people have the argument like, well, guns are for hunting, you know, and you don't need a 30-round fucking... clip for your AR-15 to go hunt and be like, no. The Second Amendment is to have to take down your government if it gets too crazy. So that's why you need 30 rounds for your AR-15. It has nothing to do with hunting.
You guys literally quote the Constitution verse by verse the way some people argue about the Bible. And it's equally as ridiculous, and it equally endows you with no more spirituality, goodness, well-intentionedness.
What are you talking about? What did I say that was?
The constitutionality of the thing that one might do, which is to say, have a weapon and defend themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, it's entirely ridiculous. People in everywhere that guns are illegal, if they feel like they want one, they can get one. Because that's what people do. You can't tell people what is good enough.
There's always a conservative.
What's human? Well, yeah, because there's different states. In the state next to it, you have really lax gun laws, and then the state next to it, you have super airtight gun law. That's
what's Ted Cruz's stance on gun laws?
Yeah,
he's from Texas.
Does it matter what his stance on anything really is?
That's where the gun laws are going crazy in this country. Is that one state is California, and then the next state's Nevada, right next door, where you can sell guns on Craigslist. And then you cross over that invisible line, and then it's 10 years in federal prison.
So. Exactly. Invisible lines and meaningless words. That's what we're talking about right now. Every time you
say you're in front of the judge, whatever, man. Then the judge is like, well, those lines aren't
those
real.
Lines absolutely
exist. Those words
exist.
Have meaning.
Fuck yeah.
So now what? You know, I mean, it's a moot point. Whatever. So we're all under the tyranny.
Right, but those judges on either side of the line are going to rule differently. And those judges 10 feet away from them are going to rule differently. And their laws are different, wildly different, even between states in the United States, let alone between the nations of human people. And it's ridiculous.
It's always an interesting conversation, at least.
It's ridiculous to say that you're a better human because of your constitution than other humans without one.
That's
or that you have
point,
more or less.
Yeah, that's a whole other show.
Because it's talking.
Whole,
and no, it brings.
That's a whole other show.
Right back to the Bible, which is goodness, which is that because you are a Christian and you
that's
read
a good
the
topic,
Bible,
though.
You have a fuller goodness than.
Oh. sorry, go ahead.
Then you have a fuller goodness than someone who is otherwise. That if you do not read the Bible, there is no possible way that you could have a goodness as equal to one who does, is a position that some people like Ted Cruz hold. And my contention is that I feel in a very Freemason kind of a way, there is many paths to find the truth. And if you're on any of those good paths and you can recite some of truthful things, then you're in, you're good, you're clean. You understand goodness. Goodness has nothing to do with where you got it from.
Okay, yeah, but even if you do feel you're good and you feel that you're that type of person and say, okay, somebody threatened your life with a gun. You had no gun. You're a good person. You don't believe in guns. Don't believe in, you know, whatever, goodness upon everybody. Teach their own. Okay, if you feel the need to kick my ass, by all means, kick my ass.
Just
apparently
turn the
you
other
needed
cheek.
To.
Yes.
Exactly. Turn the other cheek. Okay, say you do that. But hey, you are literally about to die. You are bloody and laying there. And hey, look, there's that gun he came in with. What do you do?
Okay, can I...
Do you pick up that gun and shoot him and still go to fucking court as a murderer?
It depends on what state
because
you're
picked
in.
Up the gun. Exactly. So it doesn't really matter,
if you're
essentially,
in Europe,
if you're a
in
good
England.
Person or not. Like, guns are...
Then the criminal has the gun, bust in.
It doesn't matter. It's
the
laws.
Shoot him and you get to go to jail.
Yeah.
Yay. That's how that works.
But what's to say, like, you this, and that's okay. Say that same situation. You're not a good person. You're there with a gun. Just a regular homeowner. Anybody
I'm
else
a horrible
owns
person.
A, just
I am
just another
a,
common
yeah,
peasant.
Yeah, exactly. Another dirty, person who actually owns a gun.
Low
somebody
down,
breaks in your house or
bottom
runs
belly
up on
licking.
You who happen to have your gun with you, and they want to kick your ass for whatever reason. What do you do?
You that's
probably shoot them because they came up with you with a gun too, right?
That's so fucking rare.
But it's kind of the same thing though. But so you can't like do that, have that as your general consensus.
Let's talk to Tupac
thugs.
Over here because he's the only
saying,
one from the hood.
You can't have that as your general
Tupac
statement.
Tupac thug life, hell yeah.
Yo, they all got gas up in the hood.
And does that make you more safe? Is the hood more safe because every house has got a gat?
If you're not breaking into that house.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're good people, you're good people.
No, you're in the hood. Everybody's got a gun.
Yeah,
you're in Shitville. You're in a shitty fucking place.
Yes, there
place.
Are still shitty people, just like there is
they
on freaking
just,
white picket fence street in Bodunk, wherever.
I just saw that they opened up carrying pistols like openly in Detroit. They just deregulated it all. You can carry them concealed, non-concealed, just right out. AR-15s, there's people carrying assault rifles. I guess Detroit's an odd little place now. Or always
crazy.
Was.
Always been crazy.
So I mean, you would know about it. As I've been hearing about it.
Always. That's
been
a little
last year and a half, 2 years. Like, that place is descending into either someplace awesome or someplace like some Mad Max type thing.
It's always been an open carry state, though.
So. You can just open carry
and
like
then
a
they
firearm
got
on your side.
Concealed carry permits also.
See, that's I believe that's what they did away with.
And so now it's just.
Now it's just free for all. You can just carry it, which should be the way it is. Right?
Right.
Right.
Try flying into that airport in Detroit. That's a crazy place. What about all these planes crashing even, too?
Bro, that was exactly what I wanted to bring up.
Just to segue into that.
Yep.
So pilots are refusing to fly after this crash, apparently.
Because it was brought down by computers. It was something. What is going on with all these planes?
I blame Raytheon.
Let's bring the professor into this. He's the only one who might be smart enough to even answer something like that.
Is this hackable? Are you able to hack a plane?
I mean, like, you're an average smart person. What's it going to take to hack that joint?
Fill me in on the flight that just crashed. I only read the headline. What just happened?
It left Barcelona, got up to flying altitude, and here we are. Got a call in. Hi, this is the Intel Scanner. You're live. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Mike.
Mike.
Miguel, what's on your mind?
yes. You can call me Mikir. No. No, I was just kind of listening in here, and I was just hearing a little debate about guns for some odd reason. I was wondering why people are afraid of guns. That's a question I really want answered. I want you guys to answer that for me. Why are people afraid of
guns?
They make loud noises.
And they're loud, and they're just.
Shoot projectiles.
I feel uncomfortable around
deathly
them.
Speeds.
Yeah, Mike, I think the point really comes back to swords in the classroom. And the idea is that if civilized people are in the midst of civilized conversation, there's no sense, you know? But then the other side of that coin is there's an old proverb that says that the only conversation is between two well-armed men. And so if... Yeah, you can maybe only have a conversation if both people are armed to the teeth and capable of wiping each other off the face of the planet. But it doesn't seem necessary in most civil disputes.
But it would still be nice to have a Glock 40 in like all disputes.
Well,
like,
it's not. You're not using it to just talk. I mean, it's not. It's not just a conversation piece. It has a lot more uses other than that, and
like as a paperweight, when the wind's blowing through, you can put it on.
Yeah, it makes a really good paperweight. It balances out a guy's gait, in a sense.
Well, that is where it comes down to people being decent human beings to one another, whether armed or not.
Which makes it a lot easier
if everyone's armed. It creates a whole new level of respect for everyone. You just don't know who's armed, so you don't want to just go around being a dick.
Yeah. See, you know, the old saying is, you know, Lincoln freed their slaves, but Colton made them equal.
Yeah.
Show enough. Well said.
Yeah, very well said.
Because, I mean, there are always those out there that want to be dominating over other people. And if you don't have the means to defend yourself from these wicked forces, then you'll just be enslaved. And who wants to live like that?
It's okay to depend on somebody else with a gun, you know, but that's fine.
But what's the difference between the person who owns a gun just in case something happens and the person that has a gun to fuck people up? You both encounter each other.
Fuck people up.
You got to be able to defend yourself,
the
right?
The guy that wants to go out and fuck people up is going to get weeded out.
Exactly. Yeah.
It
will become less and less of a thing.
Oh, yeah. That will definitely become less and less of a thing. People start carrying a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not willing to die because you're a pissed off whoever and you want to fuck up my world and take what I got and I don't have a gun to defend myself and I got shot in the head. Just saying, I'd at least like to have a fighting chance.
Well, I would suggest you, Carrie, take a class, learn how to use yes. it.
Oh, I do know how to.
And all that. I think that children should be taught gun safety from a very young age.
Yes, very school, young
it, was,
age.
It was something taught in schools mm-hmm. in this yes. country for 150 years or so. Absolutely. I mean, since the beginning of this nation.
Because we don't want
right, because if your slaves get away from you, you just got to shoot that thing. You can't be destroying the name and honor of your family and your plantation just because this one slave got away and you didn't know how to fire a rifle. Yeah. You're embarrassment to this whole yes. family you don't know how to handle that weapon.
Was, you know, there were boys up in the north that were well-versed in guns, too, and they didn't have to.
Right, they were part of the militia aimed to keep from southern invasion.
Well, they're also little country boys out there just hunting squirrels and shit, just, you know, eating and...
Right, they had a big wolf problem, as I recall.
The gun is a tool.
It's not really and defending like themselves.
And we're not even talking about an engine problem. I mean, if if that comes into it, I mean, that's dealing with other human beings poorly. If that's what we're talking about 150 years ago, okay, this is ridiculous. Yes. This is the 21st century. If they want you, they'll put a drone on your GPS coordinates of your cell phone in 5 minutes flat from anywhere on Earth, and you're dog meat.
Hellfire missile.
Sure.
And so there's nothing, there's no handgun, there's no surface-to-air missile in the world that can keep up with one of those. Even if you had the professor working on the radar guidance system of incoming drones, you're dog meat, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not who we're really fighting against right now.
Oh,
no, exactly. That's what I'm just saying.
This is to protect yourself from the
other peasants. Other peasants? Yeah, back don't alley hang out in that
yeah.
hood.
Yeah.
That's yeah. ridiculous. Now we're going back to the beginning of human civilization, whether or not you should carry a nail
we
bat.
Came full circle.
That's
we
about
came,
where we came we're full at circle. Now.
And so, yeah,
you
no,
have to
I'm above carrying a nail bat in the streets with me while I'm trying to go to market.
Well,
I'm just not going to.
We're
I'm,
about that.
I'm
that's,
a little
that's how, that. That is how 85% of the world lives, though.
Yes, and it's really not far out, far yeah. off place from where civilization now is at.
So
all the police brutality.
There's never
going to
be
else.
All the
like,
guns gone.
Nobody's really
there's
safe.
There's always
going
to be a gajillion guns.
How safe
there's
do
never
going
to be fear gone.
Oh, they're making
and
more.
And you can either choose to live in fear or not,
or live in power.
You've got a lot of
or,
choices.
Or live armed.
That would say that's pretty empowered.
That's empowered.
But if you live defended, you have an 80% chance more of being attacked than a person who doesn't live defended.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know where you're getting those.
I mean, where does that come from?
That's home burglaries with armed versus unarmed homes that are burglarized in 2009. I'll pull up the stat.
So when a burglar comes to my house, should I just curl up in a ball and just please don't hurt me? Please
poop
don't
in
hurt
your
me.
Hand and
yeah,
throw it
be
at
like
him.
Just,
vomit,
like just pee, just rape and poop. Me, use my body, get it done with, and then just leave and don't hit me too hard on the back of the head while you're doing it. Is that what I should do?
That's what you should do.
Okay. That's
what I do. I just don't know what you world you live welcome. In where people just like walk into other people's houses on a statistically non-irrelevant point.
Well, maybe not so much. My point was not so much walk into your house and like try to do this stuff to you. Say just walking through the street or walking through a parking lot or...
Creepy rapist
that's
in the
really,
bushes.
You're broken
that's
down on the side of the road. The person that comes
negligible.
To try to help you.
There was just a serial
what
rapist
are you supposed
in Billings,
to do?
Actually, so...
There was...
I don't
more
know. People should be,
not,
defend,
people
be
out
able
there
to defend
to hurt,
themselves
have
or
guns.
Not. I don't know. Should make spoons illegal because that
we they, should make no no. Make we said fat. This before. We should make having hands illegal. So if everybody cuts off their hands, right. then
and nothing can be stolen.
Yeah, nothing can be stolen. You can't hurt other people. All you can do is just maybe poke an eye out.
Poke you in your eye with and my nubby.
Yep, then the one-eyed man would be king. Yeah, I'm for the removal of hands. Is really where.
I was telling about it just the other day. I think ear removal was a long-standing penalty.
Head removal. If everybody just gets their head removed.
Well, I mean that was a French thing, and I don't necessarily agree with that because you know
that's
French.
What they were trying to do. That's awesome. Yeah, the guillotine.
Yeah, fuck the French.
They're
that's
like,
not the
head,
point.
They're like head removal.
The plane point. Went down.
Head
in
removal.
France.
That's removing the problem. We'll just remove the head.
But the good English thing to do is remove people's ears. And thereby, you're not totally making sure the guy never gets laid again, but you're also knowing that this person is never to be trusted again.
To the pain. Right.
There's
I will leave your ears.
There's a funny meme in there with France and the head coming off. I'll have to think on that.
The plane just crashed in France, actually. Poor
yeah,
France.
The plane. Well, we didn't get.
So, yeah, so seven planes have now not taken off due to the grief.
Is Mike still there?
Nope, Mike said, fuck you guys.
Mike is gone. Mike.
I'm taking my constitution, going home.
Take it easy, Mike.
Good call.
Bye,
thanks.
Mike.
Good call.
Yeah, good call. Thank you.
So the plane went down within 8 minutes of. So it took off at 10:01. At 10:44, it reached cruising altitude.
Right, it just
10:45, it began its unexplained descent. At 10:47, the air traffic controller issues a third phase distress call.
Third phase.
At 10:53 a.m., radar and radio contact breaks off. So that was pretty short time frame, 10:44 to 10:53.
You need to call in Chuck Norris.
You know, he would know.
He would fix this so quick.
Dude, he showed up and fucked all those Arabs up. Remember that? He showed up and killed them all.
Dude, this is in the French Alps. What we really need is Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, you're right. Good call.
Cliffhanger. Dude, yeah.
Dude, I'm still watching that later. I had totally forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I guess that they said that this plane is in so many pieces. There's no piece of this plane bigger than a small car.
Oh, I mean, I got the picture right here.
It's in complete rubble.
I wouldn't rule out some of these mountain ranges have these streams of air currents that could easily take planes down
and break them apart like that.
That would be the mountain that did that. The mountain.
The mountain. Well, it crashed into the mountain, right? That's what I heard.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of it, too, on the side.
I'm thinking that's
a big mountain.
Are you looking at the BBC article?
No.
Well, no, but a lot of people are saying that the computers could have been hacked.
The independent.
I don't know. There's going to be a lot of buzz about this in the next. It was just weird hearing the story earlier.
There's been a rash of planes going down under mysterious circumstances. What is that all about? Are they just... Do planes always crash this often?
And disappear. Yeah. Yeah, it's really strange.
People disappear all the time.
Yeah, but entire planes? I mean, yeah, making a person disappear
it's
is one thing.
Happening more and more.
It's at a extreme...
Best way they can they can put it undercover, right?
Who was on this
best
plane that of
ever?
Note?
That's what it seems to be.
A body of students, 16 German students that were on a plane trip from Dusseldorf to...
They were like super genius mathematician kids, huh? Dun,
dun, dun. See, this says the plane descended rapidly but sent no distress signals.
Mission control detected White says them going down and sent a distress signal to them.
Now, we're talking about the same German... 4U9525 crashes French Alps, no survivors.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
that's crazy.
So was there a date on that? Because there was a massive geomagnetic storm last week, and it was knocking out computer systems all over the world in different places, and going down even at local businesses here.
This happened yesterday, I believe.
Oh, this happened yesterday
in the Alps.
That is a great point on the solar storm, but the solar storm really only is a last temporarily, and through that I don't think would have such a duration to last until yesterday.
So what do we have? What we have is a international terrorist group that's bringing down planes, bringing them down, stealing them, doing whatever.
Apparently their demands are not being met because these planes keep going down.
Keep going down.
So maybe whoever should just meet their damn demands. Shit. What do you mean you don't negotiate with terrorists?
So maybe these children were like
Harrison Ford.
Children of... Right. So maybe these children that went down were like children of some international bankers or some power people or something, maybe?
More than likely, but I think the real point of all of this is to keep our eyes off of World War III. I mean, I think they're doing and coming up with every story possible. Every day counts at this point, so long as American people don't think that there is World War III going on around them. I think it's days. We're into days. I mean, Congress passed a resolution yesterday to assist in Ukraine. Plus, there's the Syrian conflict. Plus, there was the huge school that just got burned down in Nigeria. Plus, there's the...
What happened with the school in Nigeria?
Another 400 girls got kidnapped and sold into human slavery from a all-girls school in Nigeria as of this afternoon.
Wow. Go Sharia law.
And no, what's going on over there in Africa is way beyond religion. They're just pissed. They're straight up Lex Luthor about the whole thing. Mm. There's no religious context to some of this shit that's going on in Africa in the jungle whatsoever. Other than
Africa's a lost nation. That's been a lost nation for a long time. I mean,
it's a continent, actually.
Continent, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Continent.
It's a big spot.
Big block of land. Yeah. That's been a whole nightmare of a place. The Romans couldn't do it, and nobody since the Romans have.
China's moving in. They're setting France up an infrastructure. France is
about the only country that's really
China is able to, moving in.
Yeah, China's got a whole infrastructure.
Picking up all kinds of rare earth minerals along the way and building electricity places and schools for the people there and just being like, hey, guys, we're going to take all this and here's this stuff.
So yeah. They're going to go build some more anthills there.
And that was probably awesome genes for the Chinese, too.
Awesome.
I mean, small penis. Chinese. Africans. Very large.
Very large penis.
This is a strategic move for the future to combine the African and Chinese genome, dude.
Wow, that's beast.
It's the Chinese big dick.
Fucking big old black and ease motherfucker. Well, yeah.
We broke that one wide open right on.
You heard it here first.
Kiddos.
My God.
Right on. Well, Matt, we're moving right along here. We haven't even gotten...
Not even into the religious aspect of everything yet, huh?
In it, boy, we haven't even... Certainly. Well, see, well, I want to do a little bit about ISIS, so ISIS is turning up the heat. And so are these like spinoffs of ISIS doing this in Africa?
No.
No.
It's fully unrelated. This began in 2009, far before ISIS, while Al-Qaeda was still a thing. I don't even know what your ISIS top story is, but I'm in fear of coming at it overly skeptical due to the what seems to be false flagging of some of this ISIS shit. Does that make sense? Like, it could be a legitimate story. I don't know where you're going with it, but it seems to me that I'm getting false flagged here on this ISIS situation. And I think I was trying to justify a couple of weeks ago in saying that, you know, they're fighting for God and and people they're fighting against are fighting for money. And who's really right?
What I was really asking for was, is that what the media is saying? Is that they're a spinoff of ISIS and this is all a big ISIS conspiracy?
No, there is a zero connection between... Oh, okay. Like I'm saying, that's why this is fully World War III. Like what's going on in China, in India, in those border skirmishes, Pakistan and India. India is bursting at the seams, as is Turkey and Syria.
So many people.
The Ukraine has mass exodus going out right now. I mean, there's people headed into Finland and it's...
The population, the extreme population bust is about to come at the seams. If you've seen the movie Soylent Green, they said they had a date in that movie.
Come on, man.
Well, they had a date in that movie. They said when overpopulation was going to start, like, really be, and they said 2022. And that year is rapidly approaching. And everybody said that, oh, what are you talking about, this? We're going to be eating each other by then, and cities are going to be so packed with people that they're sleeping on top of each other. And mathematically, that was a number that was came up with by the author of that book, like back in the 40s when he wrote it or something.
Dude, humans eat no more than cows do, and there's billions and 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 billions.
Well, then why is everybody killing each other and there's no food everywhere? If there's enough land, I mean,
we just can't move the food. We just can't move the meat.
It's all contrived scarcity.
And we gave all the food to the cows, and then when we slaughter the cows, we can't give the cow meat to the Africans. And so they're dying, and we're not making the cows anywhere near where the people who need them are. We make cows in Montana. And that's it. And we have the land and the infrastructure to do it. We could do it for 10,000 years, and we could keep our land. But we're trying to sow crops in the Amazon forest. You know, 90% of the Amazon deforestation project is now used for cattle production. And all those lands
mostly for McDonald's.
Grazing lands.
Argentina is where McDonald's does all the
in the Amazon, and it's unreal because they're destroying the world, and that food, that grass, that shit that cow was eating, I could bake in something gnarly. Put a little pepper on that, bam. Humans fed, problem solved. We can put two humans for almost every cow on the planet. And if there's 30 billion cows on the planet plus the 7 billion humans, That's on the order of like 75 billion life forms that talk and breathe and think. We could be
That's a lot of sewage removal. Think about just how much sewage removal.
That sounds like a lot of fertilizer for the next crop that I'm going to need to feed 75 billion people.
Sounds like a lot of poisoned water. That's what it sounds like.
No, we have the systems to deal with it. We just choose not to. We have ultra rich that hoard the wealth. All of these things could be built with human effort if people just stopped doing what they were told and do what they needed to do.
And that's just it, but that's not going to stop. You know what I mean?
Dude, guys like Moses, Muhammad.
Utopia is never going to happen.
Leonardo da Vinci, Nostradamus, Gandhi. I mean, these people exist. Nikola Tesla, they couldn't be stopped. And this next thing that happens that you guys just can't see happening, we're not worse off for penicillin. Mm-hmm. Penicillin's like an awesome fucking thing.
But we always had herbs and roots and shit to make stuff like that out of it.
No, that's from education and smart people. If you killed all the smart people, dumb people just eat the wrong herbs and roots.
There's usually a shaman in every village. There's a shaman in
don't
every village.
Don't laugh at his nonsense.
Telling, yeah, I know. There's a shaman in every village telling the dumb people not to eat the wrong roots.
But that's just the whole fucking point of what I'm trying to say. This all comes back to religion. You guys have brought religion with the shamans back into this. But the point is religion isn't the foundation of education.
I was a shaman in a past life.
I think religion is the inevitability of education.
I got a professor shaman degree.
Yeah.
I bet you.
Got it online.
Got a cool stamp with
I'm ordained.
The wax and everything.
You're an ordained Judas.
I'm an ordained shaman.
A card-carrying member of the Church of Shaman.
Yeah, I've cut goats open, fucking squirted their blood on pentagrams and shit, you know.
And derived the meaning out of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I opened up gateways.
Dark days are approaching.
I opened up portals. Uh-huh.
Dark days are approaching.
I brought their demons. No big deal.
They went back.
Yeah. I shoved them back in the corner.
Right.
All right, so we're going to do... Are we going to go on break before I guess we're doing religion?
Okay. My statements like a few need to
minutes.
Go on
we
the next
got still a few minutes
section.
To break, right? Or whatever.
I can't say them now.
Well, let's,
we need to go to break if we can.
Yeah, let's go to break.
We're going
to
delve into the
I don't
depths
know if it's time
of
enough, but...
pagans and, and zealots witches. And witches and warlocks and people of faith and people of hate and people
and
of
favorite,
love.
And your favorite book.
Paladins. All of these things will be brought to light.
How about people of non-belief?
Absolutely, those two.
And those two.
No
you
one
have
shall be
one
excluded.
Here now.
Coming up, more Intel Scanner after the break.
one time I finally get it right. It was too late, you did not wait. Left later on that night. The one time I chased you, I ate your dust. The one time that I faced you, I did not have the guts. I can't make it up to you. Two lies won't make it turn to two. But I can't get enough of you. That's why I'll always suffer through. I'll always suffer through. I'll always suffer through. I'll always suffer through.
Intel Scanner Tuesday night. FEMA Region 8 coming to you. Coming to you live, coming to you hot. Big E-Rock coming back in to the studio.
Whoop.
Everybody trailing back in like a bunch of hobos.
Oh, yeah.
Apologies for my appearance,
conversation
sir.
Going.
I'm taking nothing but the classiest for you and the Intel Scanner audience.
I need to cut a commercial with that, doing the radio voice. Intel Scanner, Tuesday night.
I listened to some of your commercial ads between the show, and I got to tell you, you could easily practice your voice a little bit more before you read some of those lines.
You do have a pretty good radio
voice. Oh, you have a just fine voice and very unpracticed execution.
The best was doing the news. Did you ever hear the news? We did the news for a week.
No.
We had a news program.
That's awesome.
And I did the Paul Harvey voice for the news. It was pretty awesome.
You just got to find your voice. You just have to own it a little bit more. And you will.
Well, we're doing it live here tonight. Whiskey and religion. Where should we start?
Wait, can I break in a little bit?
Start it up.
Crack it open.
We started the show, and the show did not start.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who I'm talking to.
Well,
I don't know these people. Friends across from me here.
Yeah, that's a good point. If
I'm
just
saying, we
in,
had no introduction.
If you're just tuning in.
I don't know
in.
Who all is here. I know the immediate circle.
The round table discussion.
Exactly. I know the round
of
table,
eggheads,
but I don't.
Nerds,
it's
and
actually
otherwise
square.
Outcast pariahs.
Don't let your listeners be wrong. The table is square.
Ah, well, you know, whatever. I see round in the middle.
It is square.
Whatever.
We're thinking
it's equidistant
circular.
On all
There's
sides.
A
much
table
is
in
our
front of
argument
me, and it is.
Is
square, but still, I don't know who I'm talking
we're
to.
We're thinking circular.
I like the circle.
As always, N-word.
Oh, and I am F-bomb.
I'm E-Rock.
I'm Keith.
And
this is Tyler.
We got the professor
and me,
here.
And me making the point. Sorry, professor. Didn't mean to cut you off there.
And
but I am, if you were online chatting,
and you
I am
are
Shauna for the night.
Shauna.
Yes.
Shauna.
Oh. Shauna.
Oh, that's
night,
you.
Shauna.
That's you.
If you've
here.
Been chatting, it was Shauna. LOL.
LOL.
Because it's just hilarious to me. And if they're listening,
I
it will be comical
was,
to them as well. But they should be
Shauna's
online name. With us as well.
Shauna.
So
Shauna.
Night,
good to have
yes,
you aboard,
I am Shauna.
Shauna. It's great to have
but
you
I also
aboard.
Don't, didn't know.
Welcome aboard
so,
the Intel Scanner.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So, zealots, fanatics,
that
infidels,
paladins,
true believers,
thought we were
true
going
believers.
Religion, coming
Pontificus
back from break.
Maximus,
and cardinals of all sorts. This is the controlling elitist religious bunch that we're trying to expose for their atrocities.
So is God like a real thing, or is that just is it just used just to control peasants?
Should we
is
take
that
a vote before we argue, just should, so we know where?
Yeah, should
stand?
We take a vote of God believers?
I mean, and that's kind of a general term when you say God, you know.
Or
yeah, that's what the point.
Know.
That's totally.
Do you
Zeus qualifies
like
being
a higher power is
a
like a supreme
being. Do you
spirit?
That there's someone out there that is the higher being that is the ruler of all rulers. Life or death.
Like, if you
do
pray
you
to
know
a giant owl effigy, okay, and you think that this owl effigy is, if you, like, sacrifice a virgin in front of it, then you will
that's
be.
That's going really extreme, though.
No, it's not. This is religion. You carve a giant owl, and then you sacrifice a virgin, and then your crops grow. This is how it works, okay?
And then
yeah,
it grows.
And it just so happens, though, from a really sunny season to raining just nicely. No major storms, no hail, no nothing. Just a nice good rain for a few days.
Well, if you don't
oh,
sacrifice
then it was sunny for a
the
while,
virgin, you will get total,
yeah, if,
terrible
yeah,
storms.
If you're trying
well,
to say,
you, mean, okay,
you
so
told them you were a virgin
because,
and worked.
Because
if,
there's
if
a God.
Everybody's crops.
There's the
that's
right
what we're
nutrients
right
in the soil to ferment that seed.
Because
to make
of the
that
virgin
seed,
sacrifice.
Water,
what are we talking
rain?
About? We're talking about religion and whether or not,
yes,
like,
we
so
are talking religion as I am talking weather,
so,
and that is the point.
Yeah. Like, my perspective, do I believe there is a culmination to our entire universe in a single sentient omnipotent being. Possibly.
It is possible.
Omnipotent is a silly word due to the extravagant nature of entropy.
Omniscient?
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, all you would have is the availability of spare hard drive space for the eventuality of entropy within the data of the universe to be able to hold all of that. The idea is that the universe itself is vast.
So let's go around here. Let's try to get a quick. So Sean, would you say you're a God believer?
Yay.
Sort of.
Not in my everyday being.
Okay.
Deist. God does not change the world around me, for I do live in his world.
It's possible.
Yeah, if I want to put a face to the universe, we could argue it that way.
Okay.
Right.
Tyler?
You know, as far as there being an actual... like God or anything, I would want to say there's something out there, but I don't know. Just kind of trying to explain. I don't know. I'm all about like evidence. Like if there's anything significant out there that may show. I mean, yeah, that's my whole take on it.
That's exactly my answer.
Let's see.
That's actually exactly my answer.
Was that a go or a no go?
Let's see the proof.
See, that's just it. I was trying to think of
let's
what.
Let's see the proof.
That's kind of like. So that's like agnostic, proof. Right?
That's chaotic as neutral.
That's
where I'm leaning more.
In the current lack of evidence, my answer is no. Right?
Until new evidence comes to light, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah.
That's a no so far. No.
Keith, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, as far as the whole idea of God, there's, you know, dualism, non-dualism, personalism, and impersonalism. It's a heavy subject, but I'd say there's something out there. Now, when I say any kind of religion or something to make people better, to be their highest aspect of who they could be given their situation, and something that's turned into an opiate to control everybody, I mean, there could be a shadow of that face value, too.
Hmm.
So yeah. No one's just going to be like, yes, I believe in God, and no one's going to be like, no, I don't believe in God.
Right.
Somewhat neutral answers we've gotten so
your
far.
God is not
well,
my
well, I'm kind of just...
Chaotic neutral, neutral neutral, and lawful neutral is what we've gotten so far.
Well, I'm not saying exactly yes or no. I'm just saying the term God kind of throws me off. It kind of seems like a German word. You know, I don't know if I could relate to it like that.
God.
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 God will smite you.
He's a smiter.
I'm smitten. Or she. I'm smitten with God.
Smitten.
Smitten.
My mittens are smitten.
And they're cute on the kitten.
And they look cute on the kitten.
No, we're degenerating here really quickly.
That can also go.
So how about
Allah? The name God.
How about Jehovah?
So God, that's the name.
What about the creator of the universe? What about all these other names? Do those go with the word God at all?
Well, no.
It's just different labels for whatever you're trying to explain, right?
Santa Claus versus Saint Nicholas. It's not Santa Claus. His name is Saint Nicholas. The same... potato, potato.
And then you have these people like...
Do you
like,
believe in the same higher power, whether you call him Allah, do you call him, I don't know, any other
I just
name?
Elohim's a good one.
I'm sorry, I'm not like fully a believer myself, so...
The creator of the universe, I like just
exactly.
saying that.
Exactly. Whatever name you want to call it, what's the difference?
So then you have these
you
assholes like, I don't know, this Jesus fellow who says things like, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
So pretty like, bold words. Bold words.
So you better follow him.
So he's the way.
Are you ain't gonna know your daddy?
I have one question.
You gonna be a bastard forever.
Now, was he trying to say he's just someone people can look up to and then they use that to create some sectarian worldwide genocide hate war
exactly.
And they just took it way too far and he's just trying to say I'm someone who can show you how to live out in the woods and the roots and hang out in the mountains and meditate and shit and they just took it too far?
Yeah, but how,
almost,
was it,
except,
how was it him versus anybody else in that same
except,
community
right.
that had that loud voice?
I could agree.
To say this cow brought me here.
Like, okay.
I came from this cow's body.
If I break it down, the first part.
How do you pick and choose?
I could agree with the first part in that sentiment, Keith. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he could be saying, I represent these good things. Like, I'm trying to do this.
Be the archetypal thing that maybe represents that sort of idea. Yeah,
but then he says, no man cometh unto the Father, but by me.
But by me, yeah, exactly.
But by living your life like this archetypal way of
goodness. So you think you're cool and everything, but you're not cool enough unless you're living up to my standards, because I'm the only way to get to God.
That's what he's saying.
That seems like what he's saying.
That's a pretty good assessment there.
That's a really...
And that's John 14:6.
Oh. Big John.
Not saying some of the Bible verses could be very on point with how things really are, but who's to say? Who wrote the Bible?
The Flavians.
Okay. How do they know?
God.
Because...
Who was before them?
Who was before God?
Who was before them? No.
The Babylonians?
The people who wrote the Bible, who were, I guess, quote,
Hammurabi.
Unquote, there with the God, or have the knowledge of the gods.
Gods used to walk among men.
How do we know? How do we know there just wasn't a shit ton of fucking cows out there? Or...
There is a shit ton of cows out there.
No, I'm sorry. I had a deeper...
The revered cow.
Not a deeper meaning to that, but more of a meaning to that.
Yeah, they were.
See, those
cows.
mushrooms that were out there.
See, what's that all about?
Nutrition for my body. But they're all hallucinating.
No, funguses are...
That's what I'm saying, is how do you know? How do you know those first people who were, okay, say, no evolution talk, just poof, there was this being.
There was this thing.
Nobody actually believes that.
How would they have...
So, in the Quran, it says, as to those who reject faith, I will punish them with terrible agony in this world and in the hereafter, nor will they have anyone to help. It's in the Quran 356.
If you don't believe in evolution, what do you believe in? How did we get here? Exactly, like kind of...
So you're rejecting faith.
We were here, kind
of,
right?
Allah warns
of this. All of a sudden, there's this man.
Are they still not... They still don't eat cows in India?
Hindus.
That's what I hear.
Like the whole country's starving and they don't eat cows.
And then for another...
Actually, in Rajasthan, they just made eating fucking beef illegal in the whole state of Rajasthan. That was a headline last week. Yeah.
And cows can just run free everywhere, right? They can shit in your house and... Like, there's nothing you can do about it. Like, they're protected.
Well, they're not that domestic. They usually probably don't wander into the house, but they wander the streets.
Oh, but some people love them. Like, they're all... No.
The same way she's talking about Santa Claus, I think.
Yeah.
But...
That was just the basic reference I can get. You call him... Call it one thing. Potato, potato. I could have said the same thing. I just kind of made it more of a point with Santa Claus and St. Nicholas.
No, that's
I hope Santa Claus comes to see you. Talking to the person's little kid, and they're like, no, it's St. Nicholas. Like, I've met those people.
And then we have...
The name doesn't make it any different.
We have another perspective from the Bhagavad Gita here.
That's a tough one.
And, you know, this is describing the universe as two types of energies. The inferior energy, which is the soil and the air and the earths and that stuff. And then the superior energy, which is all living things. And the quote out of here is, besides this inferior nature, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mine, which are all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. And what they're saying is that all living entities are part of the superior energy and part of the Supreme Lord.
I like it. Sounds
very
like they thought about that for a long time before they wrote that down.
They're like, better word this correctly.
Right.
Well, I was reading there was like ancient people in Hindu that used to memorize all those writings from beginning to end. That was like how you became a priest, was you had to be able to...
It brings up a good point, though. Are these the two classes of the universe, the living things and the non-living?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. Thank you. What constitutes living?
Yeah, organic and inorganic, I think is what he meant.
Okay.
Is the real
Mecca Orga.
And I think I think in the real moral of that question is once you can take all the organic out and leave a computer running by itself, is that a universe worth betting on? Because you can see its future, does that mean it's even worth your attention? Because living things change and make decisions on their own is what makes them worth paying attention to, is what makes them even worth viewing in and of itself. Is my contention for that two parties rule. Like, if you were to play the two parties card, the inevitability of that is that one thing is worthwhile, which is the organic, and the other thing is clearly not worth your attention because it's emotioning.
Oh, is it? Is it, though.
It's worth it. It's how you build. The superior energy uses the inferior energy.
Right, because the inferior energy is otherwise inert. It's otherwise just sitting there.
Right.
And it's not going to otherwise decide on its own to not.
So does that define, is it one who builds, a being that creates, that, you know, an animal that makes a nest for itself, is that living? So is that enough? Is that how we define life?
Wow.
If you're just a bird and that's all you can do.
Cells are alive. Bacteria are alive.
And they do their little thing going around.
Yeah. I think
eating. But I would go farther than you classified carbon life, but we can hypothesize methane life and other things that aren't carbon.
Silicone life, sure.
So
algae would be alive, right? Slime mold?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No,
I'm not cracking a joke, right?
No. I think the point of this is anything that grows and changes on its own. And I guess what you could really throw into this is diamonds, right? Like, diamonds would be inert, but otherwise changing and growing, like an organic, and evolving. And we can't argue...
Vibrating at a frequency.
We can't argue that diamonds evolve, because they do.
Exactly. So evolution,
they are alive over time. They are changing. So they are evolving.
Evolution doesn't negate the evolution. Idea of God.
It doesn't take a God.
I never really thought about that.
Another
coal
part
to make a diamond.
Yeah, but another piece of the definition of life, though, is reproduction. So diamonds don't reproduce.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
you only need one
machine
of a diamond.
Machines could end up reproducing, though.
Yeah, they from the smallest piece of a diamond, they can reproduce any huge size diamond.
A machine can?
Yeah.
They can replicate?
Yeah, they just take one piece and grow it in a petri dish and just clone it.
What makes
it.
I'm diamonds
just saying you guys were
then.
Already breaking down everything down to carbon and everything else, and that's where you got to the diamonds and the carbon and making diamonds from the carbon, but you took it down in another sense.
How we were trying to get
away. I don't know what you just said.
She's trying to say
either.
Fuck carbon-based
no.
life
yes.
forms. I'm talking
no,
about
I'm
silicone-based
saying,
life
no,
forms.
No, I'm
is
not
what
saying
she's
so what about
I'm
a spirit?
Whole...
What about a soul? Do people
exactly.
have that? Does the animal have a soul or a spirit? Does the diamond have a soul or a spirit?
Good question.
It all comes down, again, to...
Not
I
sure about any
again,
of that, but
I thought we were talking all religion.
So does that... Yeah, sure, spirits and souls. Do we have an entity when we leave this body? Are we just drivers of this carriage? And we are going to go somewhere else when we're done here? Or is there more to the multiverse than just what we perceive here? I would say yes, and that this isn't the end. When we die here, we go on.
And that is my point, is how do you know that there may or may not be something else? You look back, and the only thing that you can actually prove is, like, carbon. Shit. Fucking water running down and making algae, and that fucking grows and grows and grows, and you get a plant. So eventually,
is,
right?
Is,
it all yeah. stems okay. out.
Right.
Is water
life
alive?
Evolves.
Water's, water's
yep.
living, right?
Evolution.
Well, water doesn't do anything on its own.
No, I guess it doesn't replicate. It doesn't.
So just being Earth couldn't have had any life form. It could or could not have had any life form. Let me phrase that properly. Depending on the way you look at it, but that's... What I'm trying to say is that it can come from just no life form and just water and rocks and dirt. It evolved to the algae, which evolved to plant life, to...
So you're trying to derail the entire assumption that there's only inert and uninert, that there's only rocks and life, that there's a third sublime state in the middle.
No, not at all. I'm not saying that there's not a possibility of, hey... I'm putting life form on this planet. again, like I said, I'm still thinking on the religious aspect of things.
The Christian aspect.
Like, I don't have any denomination myself, well, so I can't say that. Just any of them. Because all of them have that same belief. Their God made them.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to impress upon
but
you.
But I'm also not
your God made
an
you.
Evolutionist Listen, all right. either. Can so I'm not saying there's not a possibility, yes, because, okay, yes, those plants grew, but hey, the bugs that have to grow or, like, come from somewhere to evolve into something else had to come from somewhere, right?
Right.
So there's still that possibility.
I mean, I think there's a...
But the people that are that dire, there was no evolution, sorry...
You're talking about you're talking about elements versus life forms.
It wasn't evolution. That's what I'm saying. The people that are like, it was not evolution.
But you're talking. See, we're talking about different things here. We're talking about consciousness, like the doctor who found that water has consciousness, and what word you say, and then you freeze it, and then there's different, you know, examples of that, and love and hate, and the ice forms.
Yeah, that's not water has consciousness.
That's talking about. That's like we're talking about.
That's imprinting.
We're talking about metaphysics or whatever you want to call it. But you guys are talking about science.
Plants turned into people. I'm not saying that.
There's more than one
skepticality.
There's more than one element in our in a body, though. In our body, or a body of an animal or a plant. You know, there's water. There's fire. There's more than one element. We have heat in our bodies. We have water, air in our bodies. So you're talking about. First, you were talking about elements. Then you were talking about bodies, and it's different.
Just make chemical elements.
This whole universe interacts
with itself and everything in it. You know, he put us here. It was just...
Okay. Well, I don't see any proof in evolution either. But... All right.
I can't be.
All right. That'd be awful. Okay, this whole universe interacts with itself in a way that has conscious intention behind it. Nothing else would explain the way everything interacts with everything else in the whole universe, from the way a butterfly's wings can make a hurricane on the other side of the world to all the planets, stars, everything swirling around in their cosmic dance. This is all consciously done. Therefore, there has to be some consciousness behind it, a higher consciousness than our own. My feeble little consciousness can barely comprehend the consciousness that could have created or thought up this whole deal. There's my argument for a higher existence of quote-unquote God.
Are we thinking full-blown Matrix?
No, you got my vote, but I believe it a little bit different than that. Can I? Do we got time? Can I have like a minute? Because like I fully believe in God. And I fully believe that there is an answer to this, and we squabble over silly fucking questions. And I think really what enlightenment and wisdom and all of those things are is just the ability to ask better questions. And when you're caught asking stupid fucking questions, you should stop. You know, if something's been figured out, if 2 plus 2 is 4, let's let it go. Right? 2 plus 2 is 4, and we're just going to build
on
that.
My argument is, who's to say there's a God?
Well, I'm gonna get there.
So
I'm
I have that
there.
Argument.
Okay, so here we go. So the universe basically like existed and stuff, right? Like there's stuff swirling around out there in space. And then
how it got there, nobody knows.
Doesn't matter. Okay, what it does matter is that we got a sun out of the deal. Okay, so all this stuff crashed into each other to form stars. And then there's more stars in all of the sky than there are grains of sand in all of the world. Okay, so the people of the universe was stars. And they were all hanging out, and they were like, what should I do with my infinity time? I'd be like, oh, I'm not infinite. I'm going to blow up eventually. So these stars start communicating with each other and decide on their own. Some of them spin off planets. And they spin off particular planets, and then particularly space those planets out from themselves, and then particularly decide on their fucking own to build on that. And we can prove that our sun is constituent of all the parts that all of the floating masses in this solar system are made of. All of the bodies in our solar system are constituent of our sun. All of the particles in your human body are constituent of the particles that our sun used to have. You are, by extension...
I could not disagree with that.
Yeah, no, because we're talking about facts right now, okay?
Space. How do you know, though? How do you know?
Stop that, saying that over and over.
Because that's the point. But is how do you know?
But see, how do you know you exist? How can you know by your mind? Because for instance,
I'm not saying that your
points... How do you know you exist?
That's just it. I'm not saying that your points are invalid.
I'm saying that your question doesn't deserve an answer.
Put across. I'm just not saying your points are invalid.
I'm just like, just do.
But that is my point of frame is... How do you actually know?
Is it possible that there are people
saying that?
There are aliens out there. I don't know if there's aliens out there.
You don't know if you even exist.
I've never seen an alien.
You don't know if the sky is really blue in comparison to how I
perceive it. That was my point outside.
You don't even know if you exist. So you don't know. If you don't know you exist, then that's your problem.
Then, yeah, why are you bothering this conversation with that elementary question is the point. That's so elementary. This is such a far more advanced topic than that silly elementary point. Like, we are so far past that.
Perfectly fine.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we have established that we exist.
I mean,
we have established that photons are real, okay? We have established that the sun emits them. And that's generally how beings came into forming eyeballs so that they would see the light from the sun. And you can find that in every creature that has an eyeball, it is the most, not only the largest and most highly refined organ in their body, but it's one of the highest functioning organs. It's the most dependent organ that every creature with an eyeball has. And so the sun is... if not the most important thing just to your silly existence in and of itself, just factually, it's probably that it's the most important thing to the existence of our solar system and the entire night sky that you see every day. And that's just worth factually on its own to be super thankful for. You'd be like, oh, I'm so glad I get to know this. Boy, I'm glad that things exist. Praise God. You know,
live on a daily basis with those same thoughts.
Praise
the
sun.
I'm not disputing, but you can't say like
son
how.
Son of God.
You can't. God
oh, no. Exactly and we're getting to the root of my whole point. Is God gave you one son, and it's not a point of contention. When you wake up tomorrow,
son
you're going to get
Jesus.
One son, and that's it. And you can either get over it or
I like
not.
To call him Helios.
You call him whatever you want, so long as you don't smack him in the mouth, Hercules. Talk shit about him in public.
So this burning sun made a being?
It's electrical.
No, this burning sun and every light you see in the night sky is a
no,
person.
No, I get that. It made the place. It made... How does it make a person, though?
It is a person. You make new people without knowing how all the time.
Well,
no, I don't.
Now,
I'm pretty sure I don't.
Now we're to
I
the point
knowing.
Of the facts... We've stretched the facts, and so now we need evidence for what
Let's
you're saying. The sun is a person.
The sun
exactly.
is... Every single point that you could use to argue your consciousness down to the molecular makeup of whatever it is that you think is your mind or brain or the things that you use to be conscious...
So it's a molecular point, not a God
it's
made
a consciousness
So you're
point.
Just you're just arguing by statistical... averages by the law of statistics, therefore
no, I'm saying that
due to
Thank
the number of particles in the sun
it
must be its own consciousness.
I think it's so far beyond what you would even classify as consciousness. It's a higher consciousness. It is constituent consciousness
because of its size.
No, because of its constituent parts,
which is our same constituent parts. I mean,
exactly.
Yes, but we're also of the same of the Earth and the Earth.
And so there you go.
So
be
nice.
So
why am I not like half rock?
So doesn't this all boil down to just be fucking nice?
But we don't say the sand is a person or the water.
Yes, you just did. Who was it? It was Keith. Just said the elements make people. Fire is a person is what Keith said.
How does fire make a person?
Well, that wasn't my argument.
That's not what I said.
You said a person couldn't exist without it. They create heat there.
Well, okay, there's different elements making up the body. We're talking about consciousness. Consciousness is beyond the body, like Pharaoh was saying here. When we leave this,
so why can't the
are
sun
we just
happen?
Drivers in this body?
Exactly.
We're just like wearing it like some clothes. Or
well, you're. You know? Why can't the sun? That's a good question, but that's different than saying the sun is.
No, this every fucking that culture that has ever existed on Earth believes the sun's a person. I didn't make that up. Right? I'm just kind of like going along with what F-Bomb was saying about the Helios thing. People believe that the sun's a person, always have. I didn't just make that shit up. Like, that's just what humans think.
That's what lots of people thought. Lots of people worship
and
the sun.
Beliefs change over time, rightly.
Hopi Indians?
I mean, nobody has ever disputed
the Mayans,
that the sun's
Mayans,
a person.
Temple of the sun, this people of the sun.
It's never even come up.
You've just disputed the fact that the sun.
You're using the term
person.
You mean
the
like a sentient being.
People.
Yes.
The sun.
Something
people.
That you could have a conversation with.
There is.
So we could chill with the sun?
Far more evidence right? that it is not sentient. How often does the sun talk to you?
Oh, I would say that is silly. I'm a priest of nothing.
Okay.
I'm using no personal anecdote to defend my story, sir.
Let's take it out then. What sign,
I didn't start with this personal anecdote shit. Don't go there.
What signs of intelligent communication do we see coming off the sun?
I don't know. The leaves turn when the sun moves across the sky. How about that? Does that work?
Because it burns and it's photosynthesis. You learn that in like second, third grade.
Maybe that's how the sun communicates.
It's
maybe that's it. Maybe
it's
exactly. Maybe that's just, how the sun is communicating.
What we're joking
right now is this is
them.
So elementary, you guys. I mean, these
like
are
the sun
foundations
of
the
argument.
No,
it's
we're not
kicking down all the life across
I
the whole
a
world.
Education.
A crashing comet also burns a hole. Does that mean it's alive?
You're the one that said rocks were alive and the diamonds were alive. We already established this.
I was just quoting from the Vita,
Baga.
And really, it was saying that they weren't alive, and we were just exploring that.
That they were lesser.
They were a lesser energy. Yeah,
not that
it
they
was.
Weren't
it wasn't
alive.
Even really. I brought it into the question of life. It was just a energy discussion.
But we can now prove that mass and energy are interchangeable, right?
There's an equation for that. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay,
Einstein, right? Okay.
And so when you say that mass, something that could be alive, and energy, something that's an energy, that's fire, that still is the constituent part of something that could be alive and think.
Well, our problem is we never had a consensus on the soul or the consciousness.
Well,
what makes sentience?
No, our consensus was I am.
No, my main point is for understanding science.
We're going to dispute that.
I have one statement. For understanding science and understanding how things
evolve.
As is basic, the algae, blah, 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 it evolves. Shit evolves into bigger things.
Evolution does not
negate
the idea of God.
But how is that the proof
or higher consciousness.
That there is a
right.
God? You can't see it on the radio, but there are finger
but
quotes.
Let me jump in
God,
for a second.
God can be a lot of different things.
That's
yeah, you're
that
really
is,
limiting
that's
in your definition.
My God.
That is my entire point.
It's not some bearded
proof
guy sitting
to me
sitting
that
in the
there is that yeah. higher power that made everything.
Maybe that's a bearded
that's,
guy.
And then I will
downtown
believe.
Downtown waiting for me.
Until then, I
sun
have the life
didn't
that we were
itself.
On. And
the universe
I do
didn't invent
agree
itself.
With karma and all that you put out there.
We
to what
postulate
you're gonna
get this, dude.
So,
but once I die and my being that I know is gone,
your consciousness
I have
evaporates.
No idea what the fuck is going to happen, and nobody knows.
You can't use invention as an argument
until you die.
I don't think you can use invention
as
an argument.
Back.
Who invented God then? If you want to say the universe didn't invent itself, therefore somebody created it,
somebody
then,
created
then who created God?
Exactly.
God's father.
Who created God?
Who created God's
and
father?
That's where I started
his
out.
Father before him.
It's where did it
they
start?
They come from a long line of gods and fathers. Where,
of sexless men that didn't... High priests of the Lord God.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was funny. Boy, I was totally lost.
That's a never-ending rabbit hole, dude.
Well, that didn't invent itself.
Exactly. So you cannot have that.
So we're basically
like,
chicken or the egg kind of thing right
throat.
Now?
Yeah, where does it start? The way I believe if you can't have the same argument back of why. Why? Show me.
That is.
Prove to me that is what it is. And you cannot.
Is it possible?
But you cannot.
You don't understand any Einstein field equations.
No,
at all.
I know the science of all the backing, which is why I have no argument. But show me the proof.
It's right there.
Show me the money.
Yeah, I'll show you.
The science is there.
Oh, I'll prove
you'll be
it.
Screaming
the
out God before long.
God is not there.
Yes.
I'm just saying. You want to see God?
Okay.
That's
so
how you tank a civil conversation.
So if your God is so fantastic, why does he put out mass murderers, child rapists?
As lessons for us all.
Because he's just playing.
Now I think we're...
Anything
now,
else.
Hold on, hold on.
He's
now,
he's a hungry God. Arr.
Let me...
I
can answer that.
He is such a great person.
Stop it.
Hold on. Time out.
That we should all do what is better for everybody else and...
Okay. Hold on. Let E-Rock get his piece in.
Why? Why did that God put those horrible, horrible people on this earth? To hurt other people for no reason.
There we go.
God doesn't like people or care about
yes,
people.
Yes, exactly.
So he, how is he
I can
your
agree with
God?
That.
I don't pray
how
to an owl. That's not the point. It's not an owl effigy.
Well, I don't pray to a god or to an owl either.
So what are you arguing
I love
for?
Because you guys are arguing the point of that there is that higher power.
You are made of the parts
how
of the
is
sun.
That higher power?
You should show a little respect.
That's the ultimate question.
Hold on,
how do we know?
How do you
can
know
we
that
know?
There's a God?
And we only
power.
We only have
hey, I have an,
we only
I
have
a,
less than,
I have
less than
answer.
2 minutes left. I don't think we're really going to answer the question of if God exists.
Oh no, we're getting to the bottom of it right now.
Talk fast.
So I believe we do come from stardust. I agree with you. I would think that if anything's real, that's the truth. That stars were people, something like that. Or it's the fucking Matrix. We're living in a total computer-generated something.
Or nothing's real at all.
Yeah, or nothing's real at all, really.
Yeah.
Either it was a really long evolution from the stars, and we are the makeup of iron and carbon and all the other elements. Or it is a complete computer matrix because it's that expansive and crazy. So as far as I can understand.
Well, I think we can all agree on a religion without philosophy or science considered at all is just blind. So she's got a lot of good points
worthless.
This whole discussion because she's bringing up points. Why should I just follow blindly? Oh, the Bible says I should do this, so I should do it because the Bible said... Oh, where's the proof? But also there's the other argument is that we can't hear a dog whistle, so our senses are unlimited.
Exactly.
So we could go on all day and night.
You can't hear that dog whistle.
No, we're not.
You should be in
we're
a
not
mental
retarded.
Institution.
We're not retarded. That's where we're at.
You don't believe, so you're exiled.
The Bible
can't hear it.
Fucking is disgraceful to religion.
That's
okay?
How I feel about it,
like,
though.
Religion used to be really cool. And it really is.
It was never really cool.
It really is.
It was never really cool.
Totes mage. No, I don't. Religion has always seemed to hurt more than it's helped.
I'm not in religion,
right?
And I'm not out of it. I'm...
Astronomy.
Prove it to
people
me.
People lived in caves
point.
And then, like, decided that they saw a ghost and should talk to their neighbor about it. And they were like, hey, dude, I saw a ghost. Have you ever seen a ghost? And I was like, totally. We should share a saber-toothed tiger and talk about it. And so they sat down and shared
it. I have seen what I believe have been ghosts. I've seen what I believed was my great-grandfather.
So ghosts are real?
Yes, but how does that mean
we're
that
done?
There's a god?
Wow.
That's
so
a spirit. Exactly. whole 20
seconds.
Discussion.
20 Excellent. Seconds.
Whole other discussion.
So no matter what you
Next
believe,
week.
Try to be a Ghost. Good person. Don't
really
go out
not.
Kill people.
Nice.
Carry a gun, though, and protect
kill
yourself.
Kill everybody. Not. Fuck it all. No. There is no God. You will not burn in hell.
You just spread love.
You
love
will
God
not
or
gasoline
hell.
Over
Unless
it all.
You believe.
I love you. I want everyone to feel the love tonight.
It's a song
that I keep.